Good morning, Louis Tenori, along with you. It's a Tuesday, and I'd like to welcome in the studios this morning from the NM Posse and the Autism Society of the CNMI, Tom Thornburg and Greg Borja. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Okay, good morning. April is Autism Awareness Month. First off, what is autism?
Well, autism is basically one of the world's fastest growing developmental disability, and it's basically a set of complex disorders and are basically being diagnosed in epidemic proportions today.
Mm-hmm. And what are the numbers here in the CNMI?
Well, in the CNMI, we only have very little statistics. We do have some statistics here from the, the special education program through the Office of the Governor. We grabbed these demographics from Tom Camacho. They basically give us some statistics about ages, children ages 3 to 21 mm-hmm. in the public school system or receiving services from CDAC or early childhood. Back in 2001, there was only two diagnosed between ages 3 and 21. However, in 2007-2008, they found 56, which is more than a 13% jump. And the total numbers of students with disabilities in the CNMI rose by about 200 only, from 569 in 2000 and 2001 to 784 in 2007-2008. And so that basically gives us some kind of an idea of how quickly autism is growing in the CNMI. We do not have local statistics, but the national statistics out of the Center for Disease Control say now that one in every 110 children born are born with a form of autism.
That's quite a number. Autism is usually diagnosed at a young age, and in some instances, people find out later in life. What are things to look for if you're a parent?
Well, okay, if you're curious or you wonder if your child may or may not have autism, a couple of things you want to look out for is basically the lack of social communication. Your child may appear that they do not understand what you say. They may appear deaf, be unable to speak or speak with difficulty. They may engage in repetitive behavior, acts up with no apparent reason, appear insensitive to pain, appear anxious or nervous, or just dart away from you unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the common age? Is there
Well, they usually find him early on for age 3 because the speech, the average person learns how to babble and say a couple of words by age 2. Mm-hmm. And then by age 3, they should be able to carry on certain conversations. By that age, if they do not see the development, then maybe they need to get a doctor to look at their child. And Dr. Brannon Island is one of a choice you can go to and get diagnosis from.
All right. How about for adults? Is it usually the person who has autism that walks in to maybe, let's say, a doctor and says something's wrong with me, or is it a family member who sort of catches on to it?
If you become an adult without being diagnosed with autism but do have some traits of it, you might have a milder form. And, yeah, there are cases where people go in for a checkup or this or that, and they find that, they explain to a doctor certain issues that they might be having, and the doctor refers them to a psychologist and then or a psychiatrist, and then they diagnose them with mm-hmm. autism. Yeah, and there are cases like that today.
Yep, and you were saying before the interview that autism is one of the fastest, or is the fastest growing developmental disability nationwide.
Yeah, well, not just nationwide, but according to the Autism Society of America, it says it's the fastest. World's fastest growing developmental disability.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Is that because of diagnosis or more people getting it?
Yesterday I was online and I found out that there are a couple of nations, including the Philippines, Taiwan, Thailand, China, that are reporting significant statistics. The WHO, or the World Health Organization, does not keep autism numbers per se, but they do have or see a rise in cognitive disabilities, mm-hmm. Which include those with autism.
Yeah.
All throughout the world.
So how does it start? Is it the food that we eat, or is it a genetics thing?
That's that's another one I can't answer for you today, Louis. There's, it's one of those things where they're not sure. There was a big issue a couple of years ago that it might be the mercury in the vaccines that we give our kids when they're young.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that was a hoax. Yeah, there's some issues. The same company came back out and said their findings had some errors, and so it's not really reliable. We do not know. That's all I can say about that.
Okay. Here in the CNMI, what are some services for parents with children with autism?
Well, luckily in the CNMI, we have a lot more than other places. There's a place called Children's Developmental Assistance Center. When your child is born, they have an audiologist check your child for hearing and all that. And then before your child gets to 3 years old, if you sense or see any issues that you want them to look at, you can bring them to the CDAC. It's in Garapan across the Bank of Guam building. And they have their own people there that can diagnose your child. If your child's over 3 years old but before six, then you can take them to early childhood. It's another segment of special education, and they can also help you. Mark Stahl, Jerry Diaz, those guys work for that program. And then special education, up to age 21, they basically work with your kid in the school system mm-hmm. to make sure they get free and appropriate public education.
Okay. Is it possible for a person with autism to grow up and lead a successful, independent life?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll give you one example.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. Okay. And there's a couple other, you know, big names I could throw out, but what is it? The answer to your question simply is yes.
Wow,
people with disabilities can live, you know, meaningful lives, and they can find a way to do it. And maybe they need a little bit of assistance, but, you know, like all of us, we all need a little bit of help here and there.
I do. That's pretty cool to hear. I didn't know that. And also on YouTube, there's this one guy who does pictures of like New York City skyscapes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's Stephen Wiltshire, and he's from Great Britain. And he grew up when he was 12. He started drawing, and a teacher saw that he was a great artist. So she took him to Venice, or one of those real nice cities in, along the waterline in Italy. And he started from there. And now he does, like, cityscapes all over the world. He's done Tokyo, Rome, New York, like you said, mm-hmm. and probably other places as well. He's still out there.
Yeah, I think autism shows us that the human mind is a wonderful thing, man.
Yeah, and have you all seen the movie, what's that movie we just discussed? Rain Man.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy can count cards like nobody's business. Yeah.
Okay, how about for parents who might be concerned that their child might have autism, what can they do?
Well, like I said before, depending on your child's age, you can go to CDAC, early mm-hmm. childhood, or special education, or you can go see Dr. Bren on your own and see if he can help you out.
Yeah.
But like I said, things you might want to make sure you, or things that you might want to look for in your child is repetitive movements, things like hand flapping or rocking, or just being unable to socialize with his peers or you. Mm-hmm. And so maybe those are like warning signs you might want to check it. You
know? Yep. And also there's a conference coming up too, right?
That's right. This Saturday we have a conference, and Greg will talk a little bit more about that.
All right. Go ahead. Tell us.
Yeah, I was just the wingman here. Well, the purpose of the conference is to help inform the community about autism and the issues surrounding autism locally, nationally, and even internationally. And what we're trying to do is pull together some of the CNMI's local resources. So I'll just run down a list of it. You know, it's going to be, again, this Saturday the 17th, starting at 8 o'clock, with some introductions from the leadership of the Autism Society, the CNMI. And then Tom here will come in and talk about autism, the CNMI, and look at some benefits you may be able to get from Social Security.
Okay.
Our executive director will talk about protection and advocacy services for individuals with disabilities, which include parents and children with autism.
Wow.
And then we have some the behavioral specialist and one of the educational psychologists from PSS. They'll be giving the parents some more information, you know, about autism, as well as some parent testimonials right before lunch. Yeah, lunch is provided with some entertainment. The Kings and Dreamers, they're going to be providing entertainment during lunch. And then two gentlemen following lunch, Mark Stahl and Jerry Diaz, that Tom talked about, they're going to give some more information about early intervention for autism, to all the participants. Then Ms. Thornburg out of Culperville Elementary School will also give a presentation on bullying. And then we're going to wrap it up a little bit with Mr. Vince Marfallon talking about the Autism Commission Bill, and then some closing remarks from, again, the leadership of the Autism Society. Once the conference closes too, one of the good things is all the participants will get a list, a networking list of all the presenters, the other participants, so, we can continue working together, to spread the awareness about autism.
Okay, do you have to reserve seats, or can you just show up on the day, or...?
You can just show up at the day. It's going to be, it's at World Resort.
Okay.
Is where we're going to hold the conference at here on Saipan. And that's this Saturday, the 17th, starting at 8 o'clock, and we'll finish sometime around 4 p.m.
All right, and this has got you guys busy all month. Yep, and next month also is Mental Awareness Month.
Yeah, Mental Health Awareness Month, and we have a calendar of events coming up later on, probably by the beginning of the month. I know that we're going to start with like a walkathon on May 1st, but May 6th, though, where it ties into autism, is Children's Mental Health Awareness Day.
Okay.
And again, autism, other than being just a developmental disability, is also found as a type of mental health issue. Previously people were misdiagnosed, maybe with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder because they're everywhere. Later on, they might have found out that it was actually a form of autism. So, we want to spread the awareness in that month as well. It's coming up.
Okay. But I think the great thing about this is that autism is not like the end all. You can lead a good life with autism, and there is help out there, and that's what you guys are here for.
Absolutely. Like we said before, each one of us need a little bit of help, right? Mm-hmm. And, people with disabilities or people with autism are the same way. And with a little bit of help, they can go a long way.
Okay. Anything else you guys would like to add?
We'd like to thank you, Louis, for having us this morning.
No problem.
Always a pleasure to come work with you here.
Okay. All right. Greg Borja, and go ahead.
I just want to say, if you want some more information regarding autism, feel free to call our office, 235-7273 or 74. And the Autism Society of the CNMI, you can contact them at 234-8803 or 4.
All right. Okay, guys, thanks for dropping by. Greg Borja from Tom Thornburg from the NM Posse Autism Society, as well as, NM Posse and the Autism Society. Thanks for dropping by this morning.